Russian ship dragged anchor 60 miles through Baltic damaging cables. By Breitbart London on December 30, 2024. Helsinki, Finland, AP, Finnish investigators probing the damage to a Baltic Sea power cable and several data cables said they found an anchor drag mark on the seabed, apparently from a Russia-linked vessel that has already been seized. The Estlink 2 power cable, which transmits energy from Finland to Estonia across the Baltic Sea, went down on December 25 after a rupture. It had little impact on services but followed earlier damage to two data cables and the Nord Stream gas pipelines, both of which had been termed sabotage. Finnish police chief investigator, Sami Pila, said late Sunday the trail dragged for dozens of kilometers, miles, if not almost 100 kilometers, 62 miles. Our current understanding is that the drag mark in question is that of the anchor of the Eagle S vessel. We have been able to clarify this matter through underwater research, Pila told Finnish national TV broadcaster Yle. I can say that we have a preliminary understanding of what happened at sea, how the anchor mark was created there, Pila said, without providing further details. He also stressed that the question of intent is a completely essential issue to be clarified in the preliminary investigation, and it will be clarified as the investigation progresses. On Saturday, the vessel was escorted to inner anchorage in the vicinity of the port of Porvoo to facilitate the investigation, officials said. It is being probed under criminal charges of aggravated interference with telecommunications, aggravated vandalism and aggravated regulatory offense. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said Monday that sabotage in Europe has increased since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Kallas told the German newspaper Welt that the recent sabotage attempts in the Baltic Sea are not isolated incidents but part of a pattern of deliberate and coordinated actions to damage our digital and energy infrastructure. She vowed that the EU would take stronger measures to counter the risks posed by vessels of Russia's shadow fleet. The Eagle S is flagged in the Cook Islands but was described by Finnish customs officials and the EU Executive Commission as part of Russia's shadow fleet of fuel tankers. Those are aging vessels with obscure ownership, acquired to evade Western sanctions on Russia amid the war in Ukraine and operating without Western regulated insurance. Russia's use of the vessels has raised environmental concerns about accidents given their age and uncertain insurance coverage. Russia's shadow fleet threatens the environment and fills Russia's war chest. Now these ships are also suspected of carrying out acts of sabotage, Kallas said. In the wake of the cable rupture, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said last week that the military alliance, which Finland joined last year, will step up patrols in the Baltic Sea region. Finland, which shares a 1,340-kilometer, 832-mile, border with Russia, abandoned its decades-long policy of neutrality and joined NATO in 2023, amid Russia's war against Ukraine.